is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two, USAprepares.com. Sam Bushman's with us. Sam Bushman's a veteran broadcaster, and he and I met at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Convention in St. Charles, Missouri. And I had been listening to Sam Bushman on the radio for years and years. And we got a chance to meet, and we became very good friends very quickly. And Sam broadcasts on his network, and he talks about serious issues, liberty, and the Constitution. And he's as outraged as I am about what's going on in this police state. Welcome, Sam Bushman.
Yeah, I'm livid, Vince. And I'm livid because of what's going on in America today. And as we get into it, I'll give you some headlines that'll knock your socks off in terms of the brazen, blatant, belligerent rogue agents in government and how they're behaving about their crimes. When their crimes are exposed, instead of days gone past where they've been chagrined and embarrassed, now they're just belligerent in your face saying, who cares? We're going to continue the tyranny.
Yeah, tough. You don't like it? Tough. We'll arrest you, too. Yeah. Sam, I was on my way last night. Every Monday, as you know, we have a meetup at Ziggy's. It's a restaurant hangout where our listeners, our class, shows up every Monday at 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. And I was on my way to the meetup last night, and I was on a three-lane highway heading into Springfield, three lanes wide each direction. And I crested the hill, and just as I crested the hill, there he was. On the side of the road, he had his motorcycle pulled off to the side of the road, ready for a quick getaway. There was this dark uniform cop. He was in a real dark uniform, you know, dark, dark blue. And he was crouched down, Sam, and he had his handheld sniper radar gun. And he was literally, he was crouched down so he could, he had the, you know, the lowest silhouette that you could make. Really crouched down. And he was aiming this as if it were a sniper rifle at us coming toward him. We're paying this rogue thug cop to do this. Now, everybody that was traveling alongside of me was doing the speed limit, which was 60 miles an hour. Nobody was weaving in and out, cutting each other off, road rage, none of that. The only one that was out of control was this cop who was aiming, targeting, sniping microwave radiation right at our faces. I was so angry, I just leaned on the horn as I went by. I was furious. And I wanted to wave to him, but I figured if I did, I'd get arrested. I really did. And I was not in the mood for being detained from the meetup by this thug cop. These guys are out of control. And I'm angry about it. And I want them to stop. They are injuring us with microwave radiation. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Well, this ought to get me in a lot of trouble, but I'll tell it anyway. There's a book that's published. You can, if you go to a gun show, you can see these. I look at a lot of books at gun shows. And there's one that says how, and I'm not going to talk about exactly how to do it, but you can make a microwave transmitter. And you can, literally, you can take parts that are available and make a microwave transmitter, and you can transmit microwaves at a bush Let's say you've got a bush on your front yard and you say, shoot, you know, I really don't like that thing. I'll just kill it. You can take this microwave device that you can make with parts left over that people throw away, and you can aim this at your bush and kill it. It will absolutely kill it. It's a weapon. And that's what these guys are aiming at us to keep us safe. It makes
now,
me crazy.
I want to take a little idea here and help people understand, too. Your cop that's your neighbor. Your cop that's your best friend's brother, or whatever the case may be. You know, a lot of people have a relationship to members of the police in their area or whatever, and they say, listen, Sam, I appreciate what you and Vince are saying, but listen, my friend's just not that way. He's a good guy. He is, and my school teacher, my schools aren't bad, my school teacher, hey, she sings in my choir at church, and she's a good lady. I don't deny those things are true on an individual basis level. Mm-hmm. But what we've got is the training centers for these people are corrupt. The cop is trained that to do his duty to his God and to his country, he must realize that the people are an enemy and that the people have sinister intentions and the people are evil, and it's for their good that you've got to behave this way. And sad to say, when kids go to government school for, what, 13 years before you ever even start the collegiate indoctrination? And then you go to the collegiate indoctrination and then to the police academy and then to the FBI academy and everything else. It's no wonder they're not more rabid when they come out than they are. But what I'm getting at is they are indoctrinated to believe this way, that it's the way to go, the thing to do. And you think that I'm crazy, but I'll give you an example. What's that guy's name that was the IRS agent that left? Joe?
You're talking about the guy that flew his plane?
I'm talking about the guy that left the IRS. He was an IRS agent. His name is Joe. FreedomAboveFortune.com is his website. I can't remember his last name right this second. Shoot, I can get it. Anyway, Joe basically said, I felt like I was like the hero for America. I wanted to become an IRS agent all my life because I believed that it was really what needed to happen to protect America, to raise legitimate revenues, to pay for the proper role of the best government in the world. Until Joe realized he had been played for a sucker. He listened to DV Kid on the radio, and he basically realized
that
the IRS was a con game. And he went and he dug into what was happening, and he asked his superiors at the IRS all kinds of questions. They wouldn't answer. They became hostile. He eventually lost his job over it. That's why it's called Freedom Above Fortune. But anyway, the point that I'm getting at is Joe legitimately believed that he was doing a great job for his country. He really believed that he was riding for the brand, defending the best and the brightest of the world, only to find out he had been played for a sucker. So my point being that just because your neighbor may be playing the role of a sucker right now, or the school teacher, or whoever it is, they've been trained and indoctrinated, and they don't realize it. They may be good people. I bet you this cop, if you were to have him over for dinner at your house, I bet he wouldn't be a thug and your enemy. But he's trained and he believes he's doing what's right. Now, it's wrong, and I'm not defending his position, but I'm trying to get you to understand how this has become so sinister. If you ask most cops, would you go ahead and violate the law and beat up citizens and abuse people, they'd say, of course not. Oh, no, absolutely not. But when it comes down to it, they'll say, I had to do it. I'm just doing my job. Proving the indoctrination that's going on, and that's one of the biggest things we need to combat and educate people about. Joe is a great example of that, and he came clean once he had the chance to really realize what the real score was. He's been a patriot ever since, and he stood up for what's right, and it all happened because of the radio, Vince.
You're talking about Joe Bannister.
Yeah, I am. Exactly.
Yeah. Sam, I met a cop. A local cop, he and I were at Harbor Freight, and somehow we struck up a conversation. He was a young guy, and he'd been on the force maybe 15 years. And he said that he's been forced to go to do these training sessions. And they're told by the trainers, look, so we're talking about a local cop, small town cop, good guy. He said that they were being trained that, look, you know, when you pull somebody over, those little old ladies, they'll kill you. They will kill you. So you need to be prepared. You need to have your hand on your firearm when
they
you approach.
They are your enemy. They have
They're your enemy. That's exactly what he was taught. And he's telling me this. And he's saying, this is crazy. These little old ladies aren't harmful. You know, maybe they had a traffic infraction. Maybe they needed a little bit of counseling saying, you know, use your turn signal or whatever it might have been, or your taillight is out or whatever it might have been. But they're not out to kill you, and they're not going to shoot you because you want to counsel them. But the problem is the herd mentality. They get these guys into a classroom, these cops into a classroom, and they tell, the cops are being told how bad we are. And we are the enemy. They're taught this. And we're not the enemy. And what's really happening is they are becoming the enemy through this indoctrination that they're receiving. And like that guy that I was telling you about, Sam, the guy who's crouched down, I mean, what good is that going to do? Sniping. You know, if he just had his police car cruising up and down the highway looking for people who had flat tires or had emergencies, that might actually serve a purpose. But they don't do that anymore.
Well, and the problem is when a cop is out in the open as a gentleman, nice police officer, you know, in the old days you used to teach your kid if you have a problem, you know, look for a policeman, he'll be glad to help you if you get lost, hey, the policeman can help you. But you think a kid instinctively, just think about this from a very childlike level. They're ready to go to the police, and they see this thug on a motorcycle all crouched down with a gun in his hand, pointing it at cars that go by all the time, and running around like a scared rabbit kind of sniper style in secret and ducking and hiding. And what do you think the kid intuitively is going to think? Mom doesn't have a clue, man. That cop ain't my friend. Right?
That's exactly right,
Sam. And that's what they're intentionally creating. They're dividing and conquering among all fault lines in America. Male, female, black, white, tall, short, fat, skinny. Remember, fat people can't get too big of soda pops. You know, so it's fat, skinny, ugly, beautiful, cop, person, government official, private sector. Every line they can find to divide, they're doing it. And this is a great example of this. And a lot of the cops are starting to realize it's a con game. The CSPOA is making a lot of difference. There's a lot of good people really starting to wake up to this. But the masses are still indoctrinated. They've been taught this for so long. They can't help it. But we can fix it if we work together.
There you go. Sam Bushman, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about cops, and we're talking about the brainwashing that they receive, and they are forcing themselves to be our enemies. They're making this happen. We're not doing it. They are, because of their training. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sam Bushman's with us. Sam, you know, I've been thinking. Our texts are monitored, listened to, recorded in perpetuity.
Yeah, in fact, everything is that way. Justin Amash, congressman, just basically came out with a statement that said the NSA documents of all their spying on us were withheld from Congress by higher-ups. Justin Amash says chronicling the abuse, the violation of our rights and privacies, the spying going on by the NSA, the documents were withheld from Congress by higher-ups. Now, as I read the Supreme Law of the Land, Vince, there's three branches of government, executive, judicial, and legislative. The legislative is closest to the people. I don't see that there is a higher-up. Is there? Than your representative? Than your Congress? Than your elected officials? I want to know who did this, and I want heads to roll over this, Vince.
Well, and so do I. So here's the point, Sam. Our texts, our emails, our tweets, Facebook posts, our phone calls are being recorded. And in London, if you walk by a trash bin, they have a device that will detect who you are by the transmission of your cell phone in your pocket or purse or that you're carrying with you. So they even know when you're walking by a trash bin in the United Kingdom. Now, here's the whole point. They're using radar guns on us that that have an effective range of 0.6 miles. That's pretty far. 0.6 miles. These guys are using scopes to pick us out with these radar guns. So now we have the texts, the tweets, the emails, the radar guns. These guys are in uniform. And here's what they're doing, Sam. They are conditioning us to distrust every single person that works for the government. Every single one.
Well, and what they really want to push for is to get you to distrust your neighbors and everybody around you, too, sir. You're basically isolated and alone.
That's not going to work. My neighbors like us, and we like them.
I understand, but that's their attempt, and it won't work in small-town America. It won't work in the smaller cities and in the good, close-knit neighborhoods. It won't work in my neighborhood because I know every one of my neighbors. I could go and knock on the door of every one of my neighbors and get help, borrow a cup of sugar, anything I like, every one of them. But all I'm telling you is in big-town USA, in the big cities, this is effective. Most people don't know and don't trust their neighbors.
Yeah, and not only that, we've said here on this broadcast, if you call 911, one of two things is going to happen. Someone's going to get shot, or someone's going to jail. It's as simple as that. So we don't recommend calling 911. We really don't. We really don't recommend calling 911. And the last thing that you want to do is if you have a discussion that is of elevated tone in your house, if someone calls 911 for your own safety, both of you can probably be hauled off as convicted felons or as felons. And then you won't be able to have a concealed carry permit or a weapon. And you won't be able to defend yourself. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about calling 911. And I suggest that you tell your children what could happen if one of them calls 911 because they hear mommy and daddy having an argument. Don't call 911. Sam?
I would also say that there take precautions, though. Do get to know your neighbors. Do find out who in your area, your local vicinity, your area can be a friend of yours that can help you should there be a crisis, should there be a need or a plea for help. There are places to go. Go to your good, honest neighbors who you trust. You know, you can make agreements with your neighbors that, hey, you know what, my kids are going to run to your house. Your kids or your people can run to my house should there be a problem, a catastrophe, a threat, an issue. By all means, create safety plans. But I'm telling you, from experience, leave the government out of it. In fact, a former NSA boss just came out and said, we're spying on you, and we're going to continue. Get used to it. Did you know that? An NSA, mainstream press, NSA former boss just said that. We're going to continue spying on you. Get used to it. Justin Amash says the NSA hid documents from Congress. Higher up folks hid the documents. Who's higher up? Some global thug? Some presidential edict appointed bureaucrat? Who's higher than Congress? See, we've got a problem in America. Everywhere.
Yeah, and imagine, Sam, imagine that you have a fence in your backyard around your pool, right? And somebody just peers over the fence at your family in their bathing suits. That is an invasion of privacy.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Sam, I didn't mention this yet, but over the weekend I was checking fences. We had a lot of damage.
All right, before you get to that, really quick, I just want to give you a government headline to set the stage here.
Yeah.
Headline says this.
Mm-hmm.
IRS official Cindy Thomas, the one in charge of targeting patriot groups, just got promoted.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
See,
I believe we had a post on the website.
Out of
yes.
Control. It's as obvious as could be their agenda.
Okay. Well, let me tell you where I'm going. So I was checking fence because we had a lot of rain. We had well over a foot of rain in a week, and fences washed out. And so I was on a four-wheeler. I was not at the farmhouse, but I was coming back to the farmhouse. And one of the four-wheelers that we have is green, and it kind of blends in. It's not camo, it's just green. And it's a small four-wheeler, it's 250cc. So I was coming up where I couldn't be seen, and I saw flying over, just over treetop height, a helicopter flying over the trees, really, really low, Sam, a blue and white helicopter, flying right over my farmhouse roof. at just over treetop height. Now, there is absolutely no reason for a helicopter to be buzzing our farmhouse. Okay? There's no reason. There's no reason to be flying over our farm for any reason. We're in the middle of nowhere, Sam.
They have to be flying that low, too. What
and
for?
These get... Right. That is the point. That's the point. And these guys came from... They did a flyby. I mean, a real low flyover of the farmhouse. And obviously, they were up to something. Obviously. And they, you know, it's not like they were descending over the farm to land. They were purposely flying really, really low. I mean, dangerously low. And I don't like it. And I don't like it. And, you know, what would happen if I flew an aircraft at that height? What would happen? And we talked about the fences. You know, if you have a fence around your pool, and some guy from the neighborhood peers over the top of your fence and, you know, kind of watches girls in bathing suits, you know, in the pool, you know, everybody be outraged. They'd be furious. Like, who is that guy? He's a pervert, right? Well, our government's doing it to us all the time. They've got drones. They're doing flybys. They're mapping our properties. I can count the cars where they're parked, and I can even tell what they are on our farm from these aerial shots of Google Map. I can count the bales of hay. It's unbelievable. I can count the, Sam, I can count the cows swimming in the ponds.
Well, the cops,
on the farm.
The cops and the Army also have new technology. It's a 2100 plus pixel camera where they can take a picture of a crowd. And then with software, they can click zoom, 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 and they can pick a face and tell you who it is out of thousands of people in a crowd photo.
Sam, this afternoon I'm going to post an article on the website that if you were to take a, it was sent to me by John and Judy Dollarhite of Dollar Value Computers. They're two of our instructors, and they come to the meetups. They sent me an article a post on the website, and what happens is a picture can be taken of a young child. Okay, it's like, hey, let me take a picture with the iPhone or a smartphone, and then that picture can be used because it has GPS coordinates built into the picture. It can be used, and through some software that's commonly available, that very picture can be used to determine who that child is, where that child goes to school, what part of the park, what area of the park that child hangs out, plays with, where that child goes. There is a, and if that child were to be kidnapped, it's so easy because the child's routine is all there. All you need is a photograph, and that photograph can be picked up off the internet. It's unbelievable. We got to throw overboard the smartphones. We got to get rid of them.
Well, and the problem is, even if you try to educate those around you, Vince, that this is happening. You know, I've educated my family to try to be relatively cautious. But then friends and cousins and sisters and brother-in-laws and, you know, family, friends and people in the congregation, hey, they put up all those photos and tag you in them.
Yeah.
So even if you're fairly educated, to a great degree, unintentionally maybe, but you're being sold out by everybody around you.
Yeah. Through their naivete. They just don't get it. Sam, 10% of Americans think that Congress is doing a good job. How can that be? How can that be?
Well, here's the deal. 10%. There's enough bread and circus in front of folks, Vince, and they're just not cognitively engaged.
10% of, or 11% of those surveyed in New York City think Anthony Weiner's doing a good job, and they don't have a problem with him. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Absolutely.
So again, the media can set the stage and set the narrative. Let me give you an example. This guy in Idaho that supposedly kidnapped somebody. Okay.
Yeah.
First off, the guy's innocent until proven guilty. Do we agree with that in America still, or is that not the case anymore?
Sure, but they sniped him and killed him.
Okay, so much for a trial to find out if he's really guilty or what the real backstory was, or maybe he had a legitimate reason. I'm not saying that he was not guilty. I don't know. What I'm saying is, do we really really going to set the narrative in America where you're just dead before you can defend yourself? You're just guilty until proven innocent if you get the chance before you're wiped off the map? Okay, this is crazy. But again, it's indoctrinating people and setting the narrative that, buddy, if the media tells you they're an enemy, they're an enemy. And you can kill them before they can ever even defend themselves on a hunch, on a thought, on a... Now, why this guy was with the girl, I don't know. It looks like he was guilty from the information we have. I get all that. But I also get that he's innocent until proven guilty, and I also get that he should have a chance for a trial to lay out the facts and find out what's really going on. He'll never have that chance, sir, because our government is just too belligerent, too crazy, too over the top. Kill him, and they basically pitch it in the media, and everybody, I bet you if you ask 8 out of 10 Americans, oh yeah, that guy had to be killed. He was belligerent, out of control, crazy, had to. It isn't the truth, folks. It isn't the truth. He's innocent until proven guilty, and we should have done everything we could. Everything we could to give that guy a chance to have a fair trial. That's our obligation in America. It might not be true in tyrannical countries, but in America, that should be the reality, right?
Absolutely. Sam, I'm going to share something with you. There was a post on the internet about the sniper team that killed that guy and the alleged kidnapper, right? There's a photo of these guys. And they're just laughing like they just won the lottery. I'm talking about the two snipers. They're laughing like they won the lottery. This is murder. Murder, Sam. Whether this guy is guilty or not, those guys executed him. Sam, it makes my blood boil. There is in Spotsylvania County, Virginia, in the sheriff's office, they have a wall of fame. And these guys have contests, and these contests are sponsored by equipment manufacturers. One sponsor is a tactical optics company called EO Tech. Okay, they sponsored a competition. So these guys win these awards, and one of the awards was for a sniper-initiated assault. That's legalized murder. Sniper-initiated assault. These guys, Orange County, Virginia, I drove past. They've got a SWAT vehicle. This thing is a big, black, shiny box. It's a truck. And in gold letters, I mean, this thing is waxed to beat the band. They're really proud of this thing. It says SWAT on the side. In gold letters. It's a prize. It's like, this is good. This is good. We got this machine that can deploy, I don't know how many agents, and they can kill those targets. They've got tasers, they've got handcuffs, they've got batons, pepper spray. What's wrong with arresting somebody that is believed to have committed a crime if the person is known to, you know, to be worthy of arrest, and then trying that person in a speedy trial of his or her peers? What's wrong with that?
I believe a little bit of patience could have got this guy, could have given him a fair trial, could have got the girl away from him safely. It's possible that it could have went wrong. You never know. But we need to make every attempt in that regard. But here's what they've got. They've got the bread and circus going on. While a good significant number of Americans are on food stamps or on some kind of adult program, we all sit back and watch our TVs, one of the greatest indoctrination tools ever invented, and we all sit back and watch the chase. It reminds me of O.J. Simpson of yesteryear, you know, or the Trayvon Martin thing. We're constantly watching some staged event unfold, and then it ends in murder, and then these guys are going, man, they had to do it. And the indoctrination for the mainstream press, talking reporters, is, you know, they had to. This guy was armed and dangerous. He would have killed that little girl. Look, he hadn't killed her. He had her for several days. He hadn't killed her, right? So, the Randy Weaver scenario. Hey, Lon Horiuchi shot the mother with a baby in her arms. Lon Horiuchi was the government sniper that did that. Zero accountability, sir. Why shoot a mother unarmed with a baby in her arms? Well, because they say she was the leader of that home, and she basically, if they get rid of her, everything else would fall apart. They have evil intentions, and they don't want to see justice done. They don't want the American, in my opinion, rule of law, natural God's law or the common law, to take hold. They want a vigilante sort of, they're the kingmakers, they do what they want, and they indoctrinate the people through these, watching these unfolded scenarios, come to conclusion with a message. That's what will happen to you if you don't take part in the bread and circus, if you don't be part of whatever. It had to happen. It's a whole indoctrination agenda for the nation is what it is. They're in my opinion, intentionally preparing us to accept this viewpoint. And it's going to be Operation Snitch pretty soon, where they're going to prepare us to rat on each other, full out. They've already had initiatives relating to this, but it'll come to more and more and more and more in your face. Everybody will rat on everybody, and you'll be able to trust no one. That's what they want to get to. The greatest solution you can have is to get to know your neighbors, get to know the police in your neighborhood, make friends with these people. That is the answer.
You're absolutely right. Sam, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a short story about Randy Weaver. I met Randy Weaver, and we were talking about how his wife was shot through the front door of his cabin. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, many years ago, I met Randy Weaver, and he and I were talking. And we were talking about the event where the ATF set him up. It was a setup that went bad. And in 1992, agents, federal agents, showed up on his property. There was a sniper team there. And they did not identify or announce themselves, and the Weaver's dog barked, as any dog would, as ours would here at the farm. And Randy Weaver's son went out to find out what was going on. He had a rifle with him. And the agents killed the dog. They shot the dog. And Randy Weaver's son returned fire. These were unidentified, unannounced agents. And so from the perspective of Randy Weaver's son, he knew that his dog was shot. Someone shot his dog and he returned fire. Good for him, right? How many of you would have done the same thing? All right, so anyway, what happens is, next is, his son runs back into the cabin, and, shortly thereafter, Randy Weaver's wife is at the front door, and, Lon Hariucci, sniper, executed her. Shot her right through her own front
Government
door.
Government hired executioner. She was unarmed, with a baby in her arms.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, you know, Sam, my greatest fear, and I've said this on the air, my greatest fear is these guys are going to show up at the farm, they're going to bash through the front door, and there's going to be a shootout. Because when somebody comes to our farm unannounced, body armor, armored vehicles, guns, I don't think they're my friends.
And but what I got an idea for the government. To put this on record, Vince, all they have to do is meet Vince at Ziggy's. And politely walk up and say, hey, you know what, can we chat? Or all they'd have to do is meet at church or meet at, call you up on the phone, send you a letter. I mean, there's peaceful ways to do this. And that's the problem, is they're not pursuing peaceful means. They want a problem.
Yeah, it's on the record now. So, government, if you want to meet me, you can contact me at Ziggy's. I'm there every
Or you
Monday
can get
night.
Hold of him on the phone, for crying out loud. I mean, don't tell me you don't know his phone number. Come on.
It's on the website. I'll give it to you right now. 417-462-1105. 417-462-1105. So now everybody knows. That's my phone number. And if the government wants to contact me, they can call me. They can call me. They don't need to bash down the door. And by the way, Sam, when they bash down somebody's door and they're wrong, which is a lot of cases, who pays for the door? Who pays for the damage?
Well, they're sorry about that, sir. That's all you get. I want to give you a headline that kind of shows the problem we've got. In Colorado now, the government officials, the legislature in particular, has what are called special license plates. They're custom license plates that do not show up in the DMV databases. They do not show up in the ability to give tickets. or parking tickets or speeding tickets, they have special license plates. This is just more evidence of them creating an intentional us versus them mentality.
Yeah, and I had to buy new license plates because mine wore out. They couldn't read mine with their electronic surveillance devices, so I and everybody else who had license plates that were more than a couple years old had to buy new ones, regardless of how well we maintained them. Mine didn't have a ding, a dent, a scratch. Mine were absolutely as good as the day that I got them, except for a little bit of dirt on them, because I live on a dirt road. But I had to buy new license plates because they didn't have the reflective capability of being read by these license plate scanners. So I had to buy new ones, along with everybody else. And we can't even find out who these guys are. And they have these Velcro name tags. They peel off their name tags. They peel them off their uniforms because they want to be anonymous. And what's with these ski masks in the summer? What's with them? Why do these guys have to be... What are they afraid of? Are they afraid that we might find out who they are and come knock on their door?
We stand for peaceful solutions, ladies and gentlemen. The question is, do they, by their fruits, shall ye know them?
There you go. Yeah, and I hate to say it, Sam, but they're not playing nice. We are. They're not. I don't like it. I want them to knock it off. I want them to become like we are, peaceful. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And let's use peaceful means. Sam Bushman, thanks so much for being with us.
Anytime, my friend. Godspeed.
Godspeed.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.